I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Episode 11, get yourself to heaven. I am in a happy mood. You are with me. It's Al Pitcher, Fifan, the Al Pitcher podcast. How are you, dickity diddling? I hope you're well, in a Ned Flanders kind of style. I'm in a good mood. I just finished my gig. I finished a show at Rival in Stockholm. So it's kind of my hometown gig now. My hometown. So I'm a bit, I think the English word for it is happy as hell. I'm really in a good mood. It's like a hometown gig for me. So it's been fun. It was a really great crowd. But also quite a nice relief when you finish a gig. It was sold out. There were 700 people there, but it's, what happens now for me is the adrenaline from the show. I will probably stay awake till like 4 o'clock in the morning, just on an absolute high, as well as I eat loads of chocolate after my gigs. So I'm pretty rock and roll, you know. People sort of say, but is he really, really rock and roll? And I'd have to bloody say, yes I am. The tour has now got nine tour dates, and I'll be honest with you, a little bit sad, you mm-hmm. know. You are this joke salesperson, you know. You're taking this suitcase around of laughter shit. And that's what I call it, laughter shit. And so it's it can feel like it's a bit of a bummer finishing a tour. But then I just got to think about the next tour. Then I got to think about what I can do to beat this tour, you know. I think that's the best thing to do. But we had a bit of interaction tonight with a man from Flen. There's always a man from Flen. Sounds like the worst spy kind of genre. Not Bond, not Bourne. Just a man from Flen who just comes up and he kills you by stuffing snooze into your nose. And they go, Fifan, and then they find the body. They do like that chalk thing around. Oh, I wonder what that's like. That must be a weird job. Do they still do that? Do they still chalk a body? You know, when a body's gone, they chalk around it, don't they? I always find that a bit weird. Why do they need to chalk it? You've taken a photo, then someone comes in with a big camera, like that, and they're all in white suits, aren't they? Yeah, I've seen a few Midsummer Murders in my time. I'm not really that kind of thing. The whole murder in those kind of places like Midsummer, they don't really freak me out, because I think, you know, and I'm not one of those people that watches it and then 2 minutes in I'm like, got it, I know who did it, it's Mr. Rogers, you know. And then it doesn't matter. It's like watching football in a penalty shootout. You know, it doesn't matter if you say he'll miss this and he scores. No one really gives a shit. So I don't really get scared at those kind of things. I'm more the psychological thriller, you know. More the horror as well. Horror movies don't do anything for me, don't scare me at all. In real life, going away from movies, I think heights. I really think heights. Yeah, I didn't think so, but here you go, a little podcast exclusive. I shit myself at heights. Just, you know, flights, heights, and tights. I hate tights, you know, over your head. But, yeah, so it's all going good. I've got 9 shows to go and I'm in a really good mood. I love doing this podcast. I love just, you know, and I know the world, it feels a bit weird, doesn't it? You know, like Turkey and Russia and, oh man, can we not just stop being assholes to each other and just be nice? So that's all going on. And in the middle of it all, my son provided one of the greatest moments of my life. I dropped him off at Dargies, had the old blue bags on, you know, the blue bags, on my head. I was doing a Smurf joke. No, I had them on my shoes. I just looked in the window, not in a kind of sinister kind of way, in a kind of way that gets you banned from a Dargies. But what I did was I looked in and I saw my son go into his pocket and find an ergler. Ugler? Ugler. Not an owl, a lizard. Everybody now in Sweden's going, I know that. They'll say, ooh, he means ogle, ogle. And it had been in his pocket and we'd been looking for this little lizard for many a week. Couldn't find it. And then I just see his face light up. It's like the happiest kid ever. It's like a bit of that idea of like having 2 Christmases, really, I suppose. You know, like you gave presents and then you hypnotize them and you give them presents again. I don't know if that could get you into prison as well. But just the joy on his face. And he sees me at the window, doesn't think, it's a bit weird, Dad looking through the window. He just thinks, yeah, and he just runs over and he kind of wiggles his ergler in front of me. What a wonderful, wonderful moment. And he was just full of joy. He's like, yeah, I found it. It was in my pocket. And then I thought, I'm sure I washed those trousers. I put them in a washing machine. That ergler should not be here. He should be, you know, that thing where they, I hate that. Do you know when you do the washing and then you're like, no, we're all clear. And then you pull that stuff out, like black stuff, and it's just covered in white, isn't it? And somehow, some bloody bit of paper's got in there, isn't it? Just sneaked in. How did it do it? Eh? How did it do it? So that was a real joyful moment, and it kind of reminded me of my kind of school. I got a question here from Purr. It's like a Swedish cat. It goes purr, purr, purr. What was your favourite school subject and why? Would have been good if he didn't write W-H-Y, written Y. And I would have gone, algebra times sausage equals bread. I was not very good at maths. I was not very good at languages. I was decent at English. Science. See, with science, science was a weird one because we used to take gas. Did anyone else do that? Awkward. No one else. Yeah, we used to be in the chemistry labs and we used to take this gas, like, you know, the ones that you do Bunsen burners with. It'd be weird if I've already told you this, because that's, I think it affects your memory. Yeah, we used to do Bunsen burner things. Ridiculous. So school was not so good. I was not very good at woodwork. I liked physical education, which was just, you know, changing your trousers. Changing your trousers, that's all it was. That was the whole education of physicality in New Zealand, was just changing your trousers. But yeah, we used to do that, and I kind of enjoyed that, you know, the old PE days. We did cross country, a little bit of cross country for you, you know, and we once had a race around a lake. The lake is called the Blue Lake. This is in Rotorua. This is my hometown. If it's not Stockholm. Yeah, it's my hometown, a place called Rotorua. If you haven't been there, it smells. And what we did, me and my mate David Bergman, I hope he's listening, if you are, Dave, what we did was we went out the night before and we hid some beers, like kind of 3 minutes run into the track, like really hid them, you know, like, you know, you could train squirrels and stuff like that, you know. I don't know why you train squirrels, but you could train squirrels to find beer, I suppose. You could train squirrels to do anything, can't you? Not shave you, though. I wouldn't trust them with the old blade. So I went out the night before and we hid these like two liter bottles of, they're called flagons. They're like 2 liters, or in Sweden, deciliter, liter, tita. Yeah, and we put them out there, hid them, and then it was like about 150 people, and it was just a lake, a run around a lake. I think it should have taken you, if you were going full madness, like full kind of running really tough with your arms everywhere, that would be about 45 minutes. So it was like, and the PE teacher, he wasn't so keen on me, you know, didn't think much of me. And we took off on this race. And this is the, you know, the joy of seeing my son recently with his smile, with his little lizard coming out of his pocket, which sounded weirder than it should. I never got my lizard out of my pocket. Yeah, we took off, me and Dave Bergman, and we ran and we ran. We were like Forrest Gump unplugged. And we sprinted, we pushed people out the way. And then we went into the forest. And at that stage, the physical education teacher was surging with joy, surging with pride that Mr. Al Pitcher, Alan actually, back then, Alan, that's my real name, is Alan, and then my nickname, I was going to say in prison, I've never been to prison, I didn't do time in prison, I visited people in prison, and then I gave them things. Legally. But now when I look back, I was like giving like murderers. Yeah. Murderers. I was giving murderers like glass. Sounds really weird now. But we were supplying glass so they could do glass paintings and stuff like that. But looking back now, maybe I was just giving them a weapon to chop someone. And shoelaces. Isn't that the first thing they take off a prisoner? Shoelaces? Anyway, I did that and never got any bad feedback. So so I did the prison visiting. So then we took off and we got to the beers, me and Mr. Dave Bergman. And, stopped running and we kind of started drinking. And do you know the real truth to this? I was only 13. I was the Drew Barrymore of, cross country running. So then, drank the drinks, drank it too fast, you know, did that kind of burping and had a real kind of fizzy belly, fizzy stomach, and then just carried on. We walked, and we were then drunk, weren't we? We were 13 years of age. We couldn't handle a bee stinging us with alcohol. So then we came out the other end, the other side, because you went through the forest, and then the other side was the little run. And we were so drunk. And I'm sure the teacher knew. And then years later, I met him in a pub, not in a kind of Tinder date kind of way, but I met him with my parents, I think. And he said, "You boys were two of the worst pupils I've ever had. And I really should have punished you when you were drunk that time around the lake." So there's a lesson for you. If you think you're getting away with it, you're not. One other thing, when I was doing sports at school, I did swimming, okay? And it was like, I think it's called the individual medley, when you have to do like different things in the pool. Well, that sounds weird, like, you have to do a bicep. No, you have to do different, like there's the backstroke and there's the butterfly and all that, you know, all those different ones. And I couldn't dive. I hated the diving part. I mean, I saw some Swedish guys in summer and they were just like jumping off rocks and diving. And I think it's that thing of that feeling when you dive in and it just goes, you know, like, how did it go? It really hurts, you know, the actual, your body hitting water. It feels like it generally feels a bit like you're just hitting glass, you know. So what happened was I started, this is really dumb now, but I started the race in the water, okay? So it was like, on your marks, get set. And everybody dived in their lanes, and I was in the water, and I just pushed myself off the wall. They did the four laps, right? They did the different strokes things. On my way back from the first one, they'd finished, okay? So you can imagine how slow and how useless I was. So then I came back, and once my head came out of the water, not didn't roll out of the water, but my head came up, and they're like, "Oi, pitcher, get out." I think I was in like lane three or four, so I had to stop. And I love it now, okay? I love the sight of seeing people laughing, full of joy, happiness, you know? But this was incredibly awkward. The whole school was just not laughing with me. I think that's the difference with comedy. These people were just saying, "What an idiot." And so I had to go under the lane things and then out. And I think, I could be wrong, there might be photos. I think I had Speedos on. So that can't have been a good sight. You know, you sort of see that kind of James Bond, the Halle Berry. You know, you see Daniel Craig in some Speedos. And you think, and I'm a man who loves a lady, and I don't mind men liking men. I couldn't give a shit if they do. They do, that's great. Lady liking lady. But Craig looks good. Daniel, you look good. I look terrible. I came out of that water, and I think the, you know, the pool, you know, those when your bottoms part, you know, the, you know, like bikini briefs or your Speedos, they're kind of stuck, aren't they? They're just like, they've kind of, it's like when you buy a Corv and it's the package. You know, it's like plastic, kind of vacuum packaged. I think it packaged around my little schnapp. And the water was basically saying, mate, get back. Get back in. You're making a right mess. So that was one of the most awkward kind of school lives for me. But I was kind of a happy child. Went to a Catholic school. Got a caning, which feels almost barbaric now. Ridiculous. Yeah, they used to just cane me on the back of the leg. Oh, fee fan. Very good. Hoot on gooba. Really hurt. So that was that. That was my school. And then I was asked to leave. That was a bit awkward. They said I could carry on. And then they would expel me. Or they would ask me to leave. I left. But I'm doing this on Wednesday night. I've just finished Reval. I have got Sundsvall on Saturday, November 28th. I'm doing two shows in Sundsvall. I feel bloody lucky to be doing that. The 7:30 show at night is, I always say 7:30 because Swedes are always into like 1930 and 2020, you know. But 1930 is sold out. Slutsald, which didn't cause any confusion when I first came here. Slutsald. And then I'm doing a 4 o'clock show. And that has just the parkets full, but there's some balcony tickets. So what I want you to do, Sundsvall, your little centre of Sverige, you, is get your asses along. Let's have some fun. It's been a really fun. We did three in a row, didn't we? We did Västerås on the Friday, Växjö and Kalmar. Three really fun gigs. Beautiful theatres.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
People up for it too, you know? You know, I keep on saying that we need to have a laugh, and I think we bloody do. And Sunday, I felt a bit sorry for Kalmar, because I always do a show on Sunday on Kalmar. I think three past gigs I've done in Kalmar have been on a Sunday. And I normally do this thing where we sell T-shirts at the end. And in Kalmar, I kind of got stuck in the queue for the jackets, you know, for the old cloakroom. So that was really awkward. I couldn't really do much. And I felt like, okay, I'll leave you. And Svari is cold now, really cold. So, you know, big jackets are coming out, aren't they? Big jackets, frozen faces, natural Botox. Chewbacca's here as well. I had this moment where I was just in a queue for a jacket that I didn't own. But Sundays can be tough. I think I prefer Saturday. I think people have had a day to relax and then they come out and want to have the show. I mean, Fridays can be a bit tricky as well, because you've kind of got that feeling on a Friday that, you know, you have a few drinks and then you go to the show. But Swedish audiences are bloody great, man. And there's a kind of festive, you know, I don't normally do gigs this late. I finish my tour around about early December. This one. That's me drinking a cup of tea. Every time there's a little pause, I apologize. It's me drinking a pukka. Is it a pukka? My eyesight's so bad. It's a pukka, and it's a nighttime drink because it's Wednesday. Bloody nighttime, isn't it? They've got me on the old marketing and packaging there. I wonder what would happen if you have a nighttime pukka in the morning. Some weird shit had happened, eh? So, so Friday can be a bit tricky. Thursday, I actually think Thursday's all right, you know? I know I'm going through my favourite days of the week here, but, Thursday can be, I think, comedy club-wise, Thursday's quite good. You know, there's long joke of, like, Thursday because, you know, you've still got Friday for work, but you're going out on a Thursday. You don't give a shit about your jobs, you know. But then tonight, Wednesday night, you know, and there was football on. I always look at the football. I do another football podcast called Swedish Football Mafia, but and we talk about football. Weird, but the thing with football is you always think it's gonna. It does more so in Britain. I think it takes away a lot of audience. People go, should we go watch some comedy or should we watch the football? And it was Zlatan, wasn't it? Zlatan coming back to Malmo with PSG. They won 5-0. And what a hero that guy is! Absolute hero, man. I mean, you got to kind of ask if anybody doesn't like him. I think he's, I really genuinely think he's a great guy. And I know I might be late to the party, but I think he comes across. I mean, he's incredibly soundbitey, you know, in the sense that, you know, do you pray to God? You know, why would I talk to myself? You know, Denmark wanted everybody to retire, him to retire. He put, and then said, I put Denmark into retirement. I like people like that, you know. And for someone that's got pressure on bringing up funny stuff, he does it well, you know. You know, that's the cool thing when you meet someone who's funny in the pub. You know, people go, oh, you know, Terry's hilarious. But when the pressure's on, he's not that funny, you know. So Wednesday and Tuesday can be affected by football. A Monday night show for me would be a night to try out material, because I think then you would try and get an audience that would be into listening to you, you know, listening to new stuff. And that's the thing, you know, you're always trying to go out and do new material, you know. I've got 9 shows left now. www.alpitcher.se, alpuntpitcher.se. 9 to go, but I've written the show, and then it's kind of organically grown as the, so like 15 months. But you do, it's like you're touring an album, you know. You're kind of doing this show, and you take it all around the country. So it's kind of cool. And then I was thinking of going on holiday. I was thinking about going to have a bloody little holiday, wasn't I? But then I'm a bit worried. I'll be honest with you, people. I don't know. I know terrorists are assholes, and they did this thing where they, you know, the chances of terrorism affecting your life is something like 0.00000004%. But it still freaks me out. So I was thinking about going to somewhere sunny, but I'm not a sunny guy, man. You know, I've got a little red hair, haven't I? I'm a little ginger man, you know. I can't be sitting out cooking up, man. If I start cooking up, be like at school when my nose went bright red and a mate of mine took a chunk out the top of it. Oh, I still remember the wind blowing up my nose. And then I had school photos, big black scab on my nose. Terrible times. And that's always funny when you know, my son now, little Gubin, he knows with like camera and stuff like that when he sees it, but he pulls a face as though he's having a bicer, you know, he hasn't quite got the smile down. Although I'm not so great, you know, I try with a selfie, you know, and it's like an earthquake has just hit my arm or something like that, you know. Some people are brilliant, aren't they? They're amazing. So yeah, holidays in the sun. So I'm thinking about going to London. Is the place for me. I think I might go to London. Might take my family to London. Might take them to London Zoo. How about that? We'll ask this as a question. Episode 11. Where should Al and his family go? You know, you can be rude if you want to. You know. But I know where you live. So do that. I won't have too much of a holiday though, because then I'll take four weeks off. But that's 2 weeks over Christmas. You know, everybody has their old time off, don't they? Sit in that little house. It's freezing outside. The cat's there, licking its things. And you think, if only I could do that. No, I don't think I will go for too long on a holiday. So what we want to do now for episode 11 is pick the places where Al Pitcher should go. And his family, not just me. Because, you know, people will say, go Ibiza, mate. Go Ibiza and go clubs. Which I couldn't think of anything worse. Me in a nightclub in Ibiza, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd be crying. I'd be absolutely crying. I'd be telling them to turn the music down. Can we all go home? I don't know how these young and youth of today do it. I'm going to call it short for episode 11. I think actually, I don't know if I can record a podcast after a gig because my adrenaline is disappearing. It's quite funny, eh? I thought it was like comedic Viagra. I thought I'd be like, yeah, you get it. Not you get it, but you get the point. Not the point either. You get the description. But it's not. It makes me tired. So I'm going to go to Sundsvall on the 28th of November. And then I'm doing Luleå, Umeå, Stockholm, Lund, Malmo, Helsingborg, and Kristianstad, and then the tour is over. It will be Christmas time. That's a weird song, isn't it? There's a choice we're making. We're saving up. That's We Are the World, isn't it? Wrong song. What a dick. Do take care. This has been episode 11. I think we've learned a lot on this podcast. Thank you for your nice question about your favourite school subject. And I hope you know now that Saturdays is my favourite comedy night, whereas Wednesday is a good night for fun. Do take care. Episode 11 is all done. Hopefully I'll see you at the shows. Drop me a mail if you've got any feedback. If you've got any questions, remember, I am not a doctor. Okay? Morten Richardson? I am not a doctor. I cannot cure what you have. Thank you so much, folks. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. Be happy. Hug someone. Shave a cat. Don't do that. And I will see you soon. Thank you for listening to my school, my drinking story, and the joy of my son finding a lizard in his pocket. Keep warm. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.